This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Strong winds on Saturday caused widespread power outages in Anchorage and the Matanuska Valley. The Anchorage Daily News reports gusts of wind knocked down power lines around the city, leaving 70% to 80% of Anchorage without power Saturday morning. Saturday's rain nearly knocked out the Funny River wildfire that burned more than 300 square miles on the Kenai Peninsula, but remaining hotspots could smolder into the summer. Officials say 708 firefighters are working the fire, which is 58% contained. Authorities at the Alaska Volcano Observatory say elevated surface temperatures suggest the Pavlov Volcano, some 600 miles southwest of Anchorage, is having a low-level eruption. An eruption last year prompted regional airlines to cancel flights to nearby communities. Saturday, two Athabascan men completed a 375-mile trek honoring their mother, Katie John, and her cause, subsistence rights. With a four-woman support team of friends and relatives, they walked the highway from Dot Lake to Anchorage, camping out at night. Dozens of people joined them for the last few miles, and about 200 celebrated the walk's end at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. Fred John is 71 years old and his brother Harry is 65. The long walk was Fred's idea. He says he got blisters and shin splints and sometimes his feet bled, but he says he was inspired as villagers hosted them with meals and gatherings and people joined them along the way, including his mother's friend, 99-year-old Emma Northway.
Grandma Emma came out in her wheelchair about so many miles out, and she came into Tenacross with us. And the three sisters in Chestachina came out and walked into Chestachina with us. Gulkana came out, Gukona came out, Copper River people, all of them came out and walked with us. It was inspiring. We can't ask for more. That kept us going all the way down.
They started their walk on May 1st and ended it May 31st, the one-year anniversary of their mother's death at age 97 at the Alaska Native Medical Center. Harry says as they walked through the early morning rain on Saturday, he thought of his mother.
I thought about the rain that fell, and I thought, geez, it must be my mom weeping with joy for the journey that we have made.
Katie John, Doris Charles, and Jean Henry were plaintiffs in a lawsuit the Native American Rights Fund filed in 1985 against the state of Alaska over subsistence fishing rights. The state lost but appealed the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which Fred says prompted the walk.
I did this because when Governor Parnell put my mother's case, Katie John's case, up to the Supreme Court again, everybody jumped in to fight against it, AFN and everything. I decided, as one of the John family, we got to do something. And I thought, I'll walk. I'll make a long-distance walk.
The Supreme Court found in Katie John's favor in March. Fred John says he hopes the state will come around and stop fighting Native subsistence rights.
We are not a threat to anybody. We are not a threat to the state. We are not a threat to anybody. If we start telling our story, people will accept us for who we are. Dene, we are Dene, we are people. The human beings is what they call us.
Several dignitaries attended the celebration, including elders, Senator Mark Begich, the heads of the regional nonprofit Tanana Chiefs Conference, and of OTNA, the regional for-profit Native corporation, Karen Linnell, chair of the National Park Service's Subsistence Resource Commission, was one of many who thanked the men for raising awareness.
When we talk about our traditional foods, our traditional ways, it's not just about putting food in our mouth and on our table. It's a much deeper, stronger thing that feeds our soul. It's who we are. And there, that's what they were doing, raising that awareness to that. It's a way of life. It's not a lifestyle. It's a way of life.
Drummers invited people to join them in a dance of celebration. In Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.